A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Many people live in fear for their very lives today. And we see this by all the refugees spilling into Europe. And this is reality. But other people live in fear and worry when there is no reality to justify it. What Jesus is concerned with is the inappropriate or fantasy fear which manifests itself as anxiety or worry. The desert fathers and mothers following their master Jesus were experts on the contours and movements of the human heart. Living in silence and solitude for years had revealed to them the many machinations of human nature. Evagrius Ponticus, in the 3rd century, was the first to write about what we today call the capital sins. And John Cashin brought this important teaching to the West. However, the Desert Fathers did not consider these thoughts or logismoi as sins. They were rather meandering or wandering thoughts of the mind or heart. They could surely lead to sin, but they were not such in themselves. For example, I see the window open. Oh dear, what if a draft makes me sick? If I get sick, well, it might just be a cold, but then again, it could be pneumonia. And if I get sick and have pneumonia, I'll have to quit work. Oh dear. How am I going to support myself and my family? I'll lose everything. I'll become destitute and have to beg. Now, this is train of thought is obviously ridiculous. But this is what worry does to us. It damages us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It damages us emotionally because worry leads us to depression and paralyzation. It damages us physically because our blood vessels become constricted. We become stiff and as emotionally paralyzed. The scientists even say that worry can kill us because it shuts down our interior organs. And of course, worry damages us spiritually because it's a lack of trust and faith in God. So, what about Mary? The gospel tells us that she was burdened, anxious, and worried. Perhaps she was worried not because there was anything to worry about. It may have all been in her mind, just like the previous example I gave. dear, dear, oh, Jesus has been talking for over an hour, and I have dinner ready, and it will be cold if he doesn't stop at least a few minutes. And if he eats the cold grasshopper pudding, it might make him sick. Then I'll have to fetch a doctor. If that happens, the Pharisees will find out he's here and come to our house, and that could destroy all our desires for secrecy. Why doesn't Mary suggest we eat? Oh, dear, of course she doesn't care about eating. She's skinny and just bones. I can never get any flesh on her. I'll bet she's doing it deliberately. She knows I wanted them to eat 30 minutes ago. She's doing it just to spite me because I met Jesus first. And on and on and on it goes. Worry just goes around, around in circles, creating a fantasy. And this is the problem with worry. We need to live in reality. But stop sometime, especially when you're worked up, and examine the train of your thoughts. This is the problem with what's called logismoi. They take you from a bland, neutral, simple thought and lead you to a catastrophe. Jesus told Mary, Jesus told Martha that only one thing was necessary, and Mary had chosen it. In this situation, for Martha, it could be trust. Total faith and trust casts out fear and worry and anxiety. So let's look at our thoughts and see where they're leading us as we go through our day. We need to fill our minds with prayers and positive thoughts and upbuilding ideas and images of Jesus. You can pray the Jesus Prayer or various aspirations or repeat a sentence from Scripture. I like the prayer from the Mercy Chaplet, the Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you, whether it's good or bad. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust.